Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is that the case, Paul?
Well, I haven't seen the letter yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
They offered you like...
I thought he did find that.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for us.
Come back.
It's usually, I would think it would be, rather than replacing a amendments to a bill on someone else's bill, in that there are two alike and you are the prime sponsor of one of the bills, it would be the chair's decision, unless somebody wants to challenge it, to put the amendments on the original sponsor's bill that made the amendments. I think that would be no more than proper. I don't see there'd be a conflict there. Would there, I would ask you, would there be a conflict of that?
I don't think so.
Mr. Chairman?
But Hugh has not seen the letter.
Okay, then that's it.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I know Representative Malone well enough to suggest that it wouldn't bother him whether his name was a prime sponsor or not, just so long as the legislation.
Would there be any, where is Representative Malone right now?
That's a good question.
I just saw him walk by. That's why I did it.
There he is right there. Get him, please. I just want to clear it with him first.
Mr. Chairman, it won't bother him.
Close question.
What?
While we do it.
Yes, go ahead, Representative.
Representative Locker, I made mention a minute ago the confusion of the cost data. Is it also your desire to have them take another look at this fiscal note and adjust that?
Yes, very definitely.
I would strongly make that recommendation, Mr. Chairman, based upon the other information is coming directly from the same agency and they conflicted themselves.
All right. What was your suggestion?
Well, they indicate here it's going to cost $2.4 million, and the letter to Representative Locker, they indicate it's going to cost about $1,023,000 versus $2.45 million.
Well, I believe it would be proper then for the committee to inquire as to the differences between them, have them come up with something that looks halfway decent before we accept it. Did you locate?
That wasn't
him. Well, it can't be said we didn't give it a shot because we can't go ahead, but I believe that's the ruling. I'd say that's the ruling of the chair at the moment on it, and if there's any, I wouldn't think there'd be any controversy about that, knowing Representative Malone, then I would take your suggestions on it and go with what we've already said. Any problems with that?
No, except the technicality. You need a motion for that, and I move that we use House Bill 97.
Yes, I need that. You move. What would you make your move again?
I move that we use House Bill 97 as a vehicle for this.
Well, we're going to have a committee substitute to be a committee substitute to House Bill 97. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. I think we'll just hold the bill until we get the committee substitute, see the reading of it, see how the thing comes out, and we'll be taking this up at a later date.
Chairman.
Yes, sir.
A point of inquiry. As I recall now, the committee substitute, do we still reflect the names of the representatives, or will that be a state affairs bill?
It will be a committee substitute by the state affairs.
So we will not have the names of the sponsors?
No, but they will never lose their identity to the bill.
Mr. Chairman, when the bill gets to the floor, on the bill will be original sponsor's name. It will probably say Locker, Skoll, and Al.
So if you and if Representative Malone wishes to be on it, he can let us know and let somebody know about it, and he can get his name on it. I think that would satisfy him, wouldn't you? Is there any, let's see, have we done everything necessary to take care of this thing so far? We're just going to hold the bill, put up the committee substitute, et cetera. Is there anything further to come before the committee?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Vasca?
In this regard, I would like to see the different proposals, such as was being proposed by Stu Brown of Telelink, about the different systems available to the state that would possibly reduce the cost.
Repeat your request.
I would like to see specific proposals dealing with this issue, such as the one provided by Stu Brown of Telelink, to provide this kind of a service.
So you want her to provide this proposal?
Well, somebody, I mean, if...
Who's somebody, sir?
The committee. To the committee members.
The chairman.
Yes, the chairman.
Do you want us to research the situation and all available options to this particular problem at hand?
Yes, because I think if Mr. Brown of Telelink can provide a service considerably less than what the...
Who is Mr. Brown?
Mr. Brown is of Telelink. He's no longer...
You missed my testimony.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have your proposal here?
I do not.
Will you obtain it and get it to the, this committee?
Yes, I will, sir.
Is there a timeframe that you can work in to be comfortable with?
I probably could have a updated, completed proposal to you by the weekend.
Or the first of next week?
Or the first of next week.
The committee would request that.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, probably a better line is through the Department of Administration, if they're going to administer this service to provide for us a series of different services that can be provided by different companies.
So you want the Department of Administration to do the same thing?
Well, he has a different proposal. Alaskan will have a different proposal. MCI will have a different proposal. Vasquez Communications will have different proposals.
Would you put a list down of those that you want, and we would be very happy to get that information.
Thank you. I'll call Sue Plummer.
Thank you. When can I expect that list of those to contact and come up with proposals?
Tomorrow.
Thank you. Anything further to come before the committee? Adjourn.
Those two bills.
Frankly.
Well, communications isn't cheap.
No, it's not.
You know, we heard the other day in relation to the telephone.
Yeah. That's what you got to go.
The number of participants.
You know, you gotta be careful, because I've got a high issue. I gotta hear.
Is their budget $285?
See, that wasn't looking for...
It cost them like over $600.
Well...
You know, I think they call a lot.
It does for everyone who's involved. For the average, assuming that there are other things.
She's sick today, and all this shit.
$285.
But I still want... So, we're gonna have...